Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. Time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Hi, Dr. Miller. Hope you had a nice holiday, and I know that got kind of a variety of things to talk about this morning.
Good morning, and yes, I did have a very nice holiday. Thank you.
You talk a little bit about Omicron and also the pills that will soon be on the market.
Yes, yeah, so a few things to say. First of all, Omicron is slowly becoming the dominant strain in the United States. No surprises there. The current estimate is that across the U.S., it's about 60% of the new cases, and about 40% are the Delta variant. So it's slowly overtaking, and that, of course, is all due to the fact that it is much more contagious, much more easily transmitted. But that does not mean that masks don't work. There's a double negative there. Masks still work and are just as effective. If people are concerned, you know, they can certainly wear an N95 type mask, but masks are still effective. Distancing is still, of course, effective. But the thing is that it's the new variant is more efficient at actually getting into your cells and starting replication. So that's the whole challenge there. And it's also, it looks like, a little bit better at evading your immune system. So together those things make it much more contagious and likely to take hold if you're exposed. So the best strategy, of course, is to avoid exposure. There's been a lot of talk about how the vaccines are going to work against this. And definitely the vaccines remain effective, but are less as effective as with Delta. The booster is still gives you about 80%, 88% effectiveness against hospitalization, serious illness, and death. So, and that's the main goal of these vaccines. So that's good. That's if you've had the two shots and then the booster, or the one shot of Johnson & Johnson followed by a booster. I'm recommending that people get the Moderna booster. It doesn't matter what your first sets were. You can get either the Pfizer or Moderna. Probably the best thing is just to get whatever is available, but the Moderna booster seems to be slightly better, performing slightly better as a booster than the Pfizer. Also, it remains unclear whether the Omicron variant is more virulent, meaning does it cause a more serious illness, or less virulent, meaning that it causes less serious illness. There are conflicting reports coming out. Some say it's equal to Delta, while others say it's not as bad as Delta. In my experience, when we have reports that can't pin down an answer, then the truth is probably that it's about the same. Because if it was really phenomenally different, I think it would start to really emerge in the studies that are being done. And so far, it's not really clear, and therefore, probably they're the same in terms of the severity of illness. But we'll see. There's some big studies coming out in the next month or so that are probably going to really answer that question. Any questions from you on Omicron before we talk about the pills?
No, I'm fine. Let's update the pill situation.
Okay, so last week, both of the outpatient pill regimens were approved through the emergency use authorization process by the FDA. And the first one is by Merck, which is molnupiravir, which is going to go by the brand name of Lagevrio. You know, I'll tell you, as a physician, we spend a lot of time in front of the mirror practicing these new medical, these new drug names. They're getting more and more crazy and difficult to pronounce. But anyway, the thing with the Merck pill, and these are all, both of these are for people who just started having symptoms, and they are specifically to help prevent progression to more serious illness. And they need to be started within the first 5 days of onset of symptoms. you wait until after 5 days, they're not really effective. And what they do is they turn off viral replication. They do it in two different ways, though. The first one, the Merck one, does it by actually interfering with the genetic processing. And there's been some concern that that might lead to other mutations developing of the virus. We'll see. And then the one by Pfizer, Paxlovid, works in a completely different way, probably more safe with respect to mutations. And that works by simply blocking the viral enzymes that are used to do replication. So it doesn't mess with the genetic material, which the first one does. They're both well-tolerated. Side effects are minimal. The Merck one is the one that's going to be available first, and that's because its production is easier, and they're already doing millions and millions of doses. The Paxlovid, which is the Pfizer, is probably going to lag by maybe 6 to 8 weeks before we start seeing that available. Also, another thing is that these two medications are coming out through the health department. So they're not going to be coming through regular processes like other medications. The health department is going to receive these medications, and they're going to direct them to which pharmacies will get them. Now, any doctor will be able to prescribe them. Your regular doctor can prescribe them. But it is unclear which pharmacies in our community will be actually receiving the doses initially. And I'm actually meeting with Dr. Andy Corrent this morning to talk about this matter, as well as a few other related things. Remember, Dr. Andy Corrent is our county health officer. And I'm going to find out at that time where we can expect these prescriptions to be filled, which drugstores are going to get them. Just like with everything related to COVID, when something first comes out, it's in short supply,
sure.
and there's a control, you know, supply control challenge.
Doctor, the one question I have about both of these pills is you just don't take one pill and everything's fine. You have to take X number of pills every day for a certain number of days, correct?
Right. The course is, I believe, both of them are one pill twice a day for 5 days.
So I just wanted to emphasize that. That's the only question I had when it came to the pills. Anything else you want to tell us about before we finish up?
One last quick thing is
sure.
that yesterday a report came out from the CDC making a recommendation that isolation for new positive cases be reduced to 5 days.
Right.
Initially it was 14 days, and then they recommended 10. Now they're recommending 5. Keep in mind that that is going to have to wend its way through the state health department and then the county health department.
Well, a state health official told the LA Times that the state will align with the CDC's updated guidelines for isolation and quarantine time.
That's good. We need to be consistent across the board.
Yeah.
Having our own levels of complexity here and there just adds to confusion.
Yeah, seriously. Doctor, thank you for the update, as you do every Tuesday here on the Mendocino Coast Report. Brigalski here from the coast.